We welcome you here tonight for our last service of Bethel Baptist Church, the evening worship service. And we always start with number 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. And we hope that soon you're going to receive an outline of the study tonight on Isaiah chapter 42. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. 255. This evening, we come to you at the very beginning of the evening service, asking you to bless our service, to give me a strength to carry the service through, and the study of that precious chapter that Isaiah 42 described for the Israel and for the Gentiles, the blessedness of God, the Messiah. And then, Father, we pray for comfort of families who have been under the situations of a family passing away. We remember Jim Lord Cianello. We did yesterday the memorial service for his wife, and she is with you. And Jim is alone, and he's 89 years old. And we pray as the family leave now, and they move some to Santa Cruz, some to Los Angeles, and he is alone in his home. Father, we pray that through the assistance of nursings and assisting people that are coming in during the week, he will be able to carry on the burden of losing his wife. Lord, we were shocked today to hear that early in the morning we received the news that Maida's father also passed away, and at the age of 89. And so, Father, we pray for Maida and for Mr. Kong and for the family, for her brother, for her mother, Lord, that she's a Buddhist and she doesn't understand Christianity, but she understands that she's alone and she's very good physically and mentally. And we pray that she will follow the counsel of the children, and she perhaps will be with her son with Maida. And then, Lord, as we were sharing a wonderful time in Jackalope Box and lunch after the business meeting, we hear the news that our Mary Cassandra, went to be with you. And as we share, Lord, with the family and talk, looks like she died yesterday in preparation coming to a memorial service. So, Lord, in a short term, in about 4 months, we lost five people here in church. And, Lord, we pray for your comfort, for your touch in our life. Mary was a very vital piece of this church, as she was one of the founders. And so, Lord, help us to understand what you're trying to tell us, and help us to be in comfort as we study this morning through your word. Bless the service tonight, that we may honor you in spite of circumstances. In Jesus we pray, amen. We will request that you maybe want to have a song that we sing together tonight. And as I say in prayer, has been very difficult, especially for me, as I was very close to the Kasangians. I had the privilege to drive with a handful of elderly people to the breakfast. We had breakfast, and I was driving home when the wife called me that Jack died in bed. And now we were out of the Jackal box. We have a late luncheon because we have the business meeting. And then the call came from Greg that Mary went to be with the Lord. Mary Kasangian, our Mary Kasangian, now is in the presence of God's Mary Kasangian. And the good thing, news to you is this, the granddaughter who was in way up in some place and having camping and so on came, and I guess Camille came at the same time that she came home. And she did not answer any phone or anything, so they knew something was wrong, and they found it in the bath, all dressed, ready to come. And she only had one daughter, and the daughter was communicated in Oregon, and she is coming back in 2 or 3 days as they drive to see what arrangements can be made. And I don't see that any arrangement will be this week. I told them to take good time and to think on it. And then maybe in 2 or 3 weeks, we do something. And these, at these moments, you have to take your time. With Mr. Kong, he is going to be Chinese, and he's going to be in a Buddha surrounding place in Hayward doing that. Well, the Lord is taking our people away, so we better get new people into this. All right? Okay, now tell me your son, all right? What is your favorite song? We will sing together. All right, señorita? 151. You like that Jesus is coming away again. And that's beautiful. All right, 151. Jesus is coming again. All right? Son in your heart. Brother Blika?
55.
All right. A son of praise. Here we are. Come, Christians, join the scene. 55. But you also have a song in your heart that you want to really enjoy. And if you are listening over the internet, you can punch that number in our box over there, bbcmh95037.org. That's our address in Messenger, bbcmh95037. All right. Yes, Camille. 431. Okay. Here we are. I love to tell this story. You know, a story this is the story of the gospel. Otherwise, we will not be here. All right? This baby is here from the morning. And I don't like to kill it because, you know, it's nice to take it outside for a little thing. You don't want to kill a butterfly. Get it with your hands. And outside. Yes, Darlene. 498. 498, yes. You cannot kill a butterfly. Come on. When we all get to heaven, that's very, very close to what's happened to here, all right? Phone me if something happened to you, because you never know what's going to happen. The next thing, it's just amazing. But I don't panic. It's just the sadness that you miss the person that you love, all right? We Christians don't panic, but you say, Lord, you know. All right, 498. Daniel is in the school again, and we need to pray for our young people who are in the school, and sometimes it's soft, tender, and sometimes it's tough. But we make it, and Daniel will be I will not say it, but Dr. Danielle Mill.
I'm sorry, it was 256.
256.
I'm sorry.
She is confused. She is confused. No, she's a girl. She's confused. 256. Oh, yeah. Now I blew it. That's it. Brad, you better come here. All right, 256. It is well with my soul. What another beautiful song. Like Mary did. We maybe have stomach problems, leg problems like Romulo, but there is one thing we can really say, it is well with my soul. That's beautiful. You know, we Christians have something to say about ourselves that is completely everlasting, our soul. Praise God. All right, one or two more, and then I go into the Isaiah study. All right, Mrs. Otero, what do you like? 257. Wow, you are right on. So that I can have an easy going in the book. Okay, Brother Blika. his wife. All right, tell me.
500.
500. All right, Mildred. Want 500, all right? When the roll is calling yonder, all right? In celebration of those people who, in this church, amazing enough, five people we lost. Mrs. Campana started, Dr. McCormack, and then Cianello's Betty, then Mr. Lee, and now Mary Cassangen, as they are in the presence of God. All right, 500. For playing, and as you know, Pastor is flying this week to Portland, Oregon to welcome Emmanuel and spend time with his great-granddaughter, if I can, and enjoy it. I hope you have an outline of the book of Isaiah. If you don't have an outline, there are two or three here. So Raquel needs one, all right, and so Brother Greg will help you.